Vayter in Shas, we are in Zevachim, Dav Tzadi Chesamad Aleph. Picking it up 11 lines down. First one line is Umispalgin. We have another way that we're going to learn that. We had a Brice yesterday. We broke down all the different words in the Brice, and now we have another way of learning things out here. B'masisa Tanah Mishneh de Rabbi Akiva, Mincha, when the Torah says the word Mincha, Zos Torah Sa'ola, has the word Mincha over there. Ma Mincha Meskadesh is Babalua, just like the case of Mincha that absorbs that mincha, that which absorbs from it becomes kadosh through being absorbed from that mincha. Avkol miskachublo. So to all the kabbalists are going to have the same din. Ve'itzich l'michtav mincha, ve'itzich l'michtav chatos. Now, hold on 1 second over there. Why do you need two psukim to teach me the same thing? We know there's a din that if two psukim teach you the same thing, that ends up being shnei ksuvim aboim keechad eim alamdim, you can't learn out from them. So there has to be a reason why you need each one of them, and then we'll be able to go and learn out from. Diash meni mechav, just what is that idea of by the mincha? Da'ai di derakicha mibla. Then I would say that since it's soft, the rakicha is the mincha, was the, like the wafers, it would absorb much quicker. But the chatas is the meat, maybe that wouldn't be the case. Because the fact that it's able to go in very deep. Why is that? It says, because it's thick, it goes in all the way. It doesn't have like pockets of air to stop it. Both of them to teach the system. Chatos, the next word in the pasuk is the word chatos. What's coming to tell us to compare to chatos? Ma chatos ain't no ba ela min achulin ubayom ubiyado ayamanis. Just like the chatos has to be brought only has to come from chulin. Chatos meat can't come from ma'aser sheni. And it can only be brought during the day. And it can only be, it has to be done with the coin's right hand. So do all of them have the same din? The chatas bin on, how do the chatas as we come from chulin? It's got to be his. Velo mishal sibor, not from the sibor, velo mishal meiser, and not from meiser sheni. That's two times it says that lashon, and therefore we learn these two dinim over here. Bayom, when the pasuk says the word bayom, mi biyom tzavoso nafka. It has to be done during the day because it comes out from the fact it says in the day that he commanded. This is talking about all the karbanos. The pasuk is in Vayikra, that's all the kabbalas and the source din all of them have to be done during the day. Kidei naspa, fragde gemara bayomi bayom sabaso. So why does the Brisa teach it? It's learned out from comparing it to other chatos. Kidei naspa, you're right. It's like an extra. It's not really necessary to go and teach me this. Okay, biyada yaman, this has got to be done with the right hand. Midurabba bar bechana nafka. Comes out from Rabbi Chana, remember Shimon Lakish, Kol Makom Shenamer, Etzbo Kuhuna, and then with the Torah where it says finger or Kohen, in Oliyam, it means the right. So why is it the Brisa that teaches us, we're learning out from other things to the Chatas? Kilei Naspa, Chinami. Yeah, it's not necessary. You boy say another answer is several like Rabbi Shimon Dami, or like Rabbi Shimon that says Etzbo Lo Bayu Kuhuna. When the Torah says the word Etzba, it doesn't need to say Kohen to teach us that it's got to be done with the right hand. Kahuna by Etzba, but when it says Kohen, it needs to say Etzba in order to teach us it's got to be done with the right hand. Therefore, the right hand Chia for other Karbados, in whose Pasuk only says the word Kohen, has to be learned out from the fact that we learned out from all these things of Chatos, where finger and Kohen are mentioned in that, and the Kohen shall take from the Dama Chatos, which is finger. Asham. What's the word Asham teaching you? Ma'asham atzmo sub mutar. Just like the bones of the Asham are mutar, right? You can go and you can take it, you can make kelim out of it. Rashi says, Lassos mem kelim, anishamati, shari nechal, le kohanim, venoser ba'atzamos, lo shayach elo bedover nechal. This is a nechal, so it's fine. Afko atzmos mutar. So to all of the bones are going to be mutar. Rashi says, afilu ola, and even that of the ola. Okay. Amaraba pshitali. Says, it's pleasure to me. Beep, turn the page. Dam chatas lamata v'dam ola lamayla. Let's say you have, remember the whole thing we're talking about, the fact that dam chatas goes and gets onto a beggar that we've been talking about for a few days. Then you have to go and you have to rinse it off to do the kibbutz. It's got to be purged and rinsed. Dam chatas amata v'dam ola lemaila. Let's say it turns out to be that the chatas dam goes and gets directly on the beged, and the ola goes on top of that. Pasha the tankibis has to be laundered. But the question is, dam ola lemata v'dam chatas lemata. What happens if the dam ola is lemata? That is not the chatas, but the ola gets onto it. If it's just dam ola, it's not a problem. It's dam chatas is the issue, but dam chatas goes on top of dam ola. So you have a beged, a drop of dam of ola goes onto it, and then a drop of dam of the chatas goes on top of that. Ma, what's it then? Mishum no geahu? Is the reason you have to do kibis because it just touches it? V'hanu gean, you know, dam does touch a little bit, if you have to do it. Oh, delma, the reason is mishum balua, because it gets absorbed into fa'lo bala, and here it didn't get absorbed into. Hada pashta, after he went and he answered it, ain't to kibis, it does not need kibis, it's got to be an idea of balua, and this isn't balua. Amarava pshitali dam al bigdo chotze. Instead of blood on a garment, is going to be chatzitza when it goes into the mikvah. It's going to be no good. You got to wash it off first. Ve'im tabachu. But let's say this person is a butcher that he's not makbid in dam that's on his clothing because he's there every day. In a chotze, it's not considered chatzitza because chatzitza is dependent on kpeda, says Rashi. Revav al bigdo chotze. So you have some grease on your clothing, it's going to be chatzitza. Rashi is called dovrishan nasuch. You go in shuman v'chila v'shayva wax, something like that. But if this guy sells grease, that's what he does for a living, and of course it's not going to be a chatzitza. By the way, the question is, dam revav, I'll get big dom out. Whatever happens, you have both of them on the beggar, what's going to be then? Im tabachu, if it's going to be tabach, typically mishum revav, you say the problem is the grease, he does care about that. Ve'mocha revav, when he sells grease, and typically mishum dam, then the problem is the dam. Lo tzricha da ovid ha b'ha, we're talking about the case where a person does both of them. Achad lo kapit, atarti kapit, odelma atarti nami lo kapit. Is it only on one he doesn't mind, but two he does mind, or even on two he doesn't mind? Take, the Gemara leaves it. Is a question. Hadra naloch namachata sa ya 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 ya. Mazel tov finishing the 11th ferek. Better study by Zaman Aleph. Said Hadra naloch. Let's quickly do it. Namachata shenito sal habeged. This is on study by Zaman Aleph. Dam the chatas that splatters onto a baguette. Haris it on kibus. It needs kibus. Okay, my friends. I move on to the 12th perek. Zokta Heilige Mishnah. Heilige Mishnah. Tvul Yom, a Kohen. We're talking about a video that said Tvul Yom. He went to the mikvah but didn't yet have hair. Erev Shemesh. Mechusa Kippurim. Let's say a person had Erev Shemesh but he didn't yet bring a carbon. Let's use a Zav or a Mitzorah of the sort. And what din is a non Cholkin Bakachim Lechol Erev. They don't get to get a share in the carbonos to eat them at the night. I mean, even though they're going to be ready to eat the carbonos before the time it expires, meaning after nightfall, but since they weren't fit at the time the carbon was brought, then they don't get any. Onein nogea, an onein, that's somebody who lost his father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, one of the Zion Krovim. What's the deal with him? He's not a problem with touching it. In other words, he could touch the carbon. The Enamaker, but he's not going to bring the carbon. He's not going to bring a carbon in a state of aninus. Roy, it's going to be no good. No good. And he doesn't get a share to eating it at the night time. Bali mum, and someone who is a bal mum, being bali mum and over, being bali mum and kavun, whether it's something's going to pass or something's going to stay there forever, don't make no difference. Don't make no difference. Cholkin v'ochin. They could split it, and they could actually go ahead and they could eat it. Okay. Aval lo makrivim, but then I'll let it go ahead and I'll let it be makriv. Now the Mishnah says something which seems to so that kosher and royal level, then when we came to the avoda, inu cholik b'vaser, which we know we just said a second ago, what are you talking about? Because we said not like that. Rashi says, b'gemar parach v'hari balmum, we just said. Kosher ain lo b'vaser, and anyone who doesn't have a share in the meat, ain lo b'oros, he also doesn't get the or, he doesn't get the hide. Afilu tamei b'shas zrikas damen v'tar b'shas hekter chalavim, even though he was tamei when the blood was thrown, but tar, when the fats are burned, ain't no cholik b'basar, he doesn't get the flesh, he doesn't get the meat. Shemar the pasuk says, "Amakriv es dam ashlamim v'tzachilav b'bnei Aaron lo siya shokayim l'mana." The one from among the b'nei Aaron who offers the dam of the shlamim, the fat, and the right thigh, shall be his portion. And he uses the lashon of amakriv. The one who offered is telling someone who's eligible to go and offer. And if you're not able to do it, then sorry, if you can't do it, then you ain't getting it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.